Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Monday, July 12, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. For centuries, the Dalits have been known as the untouchables, the low caste of society. That began to change a few years ago when they rejected Hinduism. However, Bobby Gupta with HBI Global Partners says many Dalits look to Christianity, but some stop short.
The moment they changed their religion from Hinduism to Christianity, they lost their benefits, they lost their jobs, they lost the privilege of their children going to school. It was an effort by the government to make India a Hindu nation.
Many want that policy changed, which could see phenomenal church growth. Next, as terrorism continues to be a concern around the world, the threat is having an impact on short-term missions. SEND International's General Director Warren Jansen says while young college students are shying away from dangerous areas, older Christians aren't. Has their short-term program been affected?
This summer, we're sending out the largest group of short-termers ever for SEND International. And we're looking at 490, close to 500 people going out this summer alone. We haven't seen a dip in short-term. We've maybe seen some redirection.
And Arabic-speaking young people now have more Christian television programming in their own language. Sat7, Christian television for the Middle East and North Africa, says they began airing 3 hours of youth programming last week. It's called Sat7 Kids, which features cartoons, puppet shows, children's music, films, and their flagship program, As Sanibel. Some programming will also be available for older children, including a Christian rap music segment. Pray that God uses this to plant seeds of the gospel. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's also available on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.